Who else? Who else, sir? Ralph and Shane. What do you mean, who else? I was heavenly influenced by whom at one point when I was a kid. You know, I think we're more influenced by comic strip characters than we are by anybody else, certainly than we are by movie characters. In spite of what Woody Allen says, I don't think many people have been influenced by Bogart. I think more people have been influenced by Snoopy today than by anybody else. Maybe Charlie Brown is a great influence on kids. But the what comic strip character always went brack, bork, brumph, 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 brack? You don't know. What the hell do you know? You mean you don't know a comic strip character that went brack, bork? You mean you don't, Cherry? Well, we'll let you think about that. We'll award you a brass figniggy with bronze oak leaf palm. As a matter of fact, that character not only influenced me in going brack bork, he probably influenced me more in my humor, what I use as humor, work in, than any other single literary character, with the possible exception of P.G. Wodehouse. Yeah. I think he had a literary influence. Very interesting character. Who was the cartoonist who drew it? Famous cartoonist, who, by the way, took his cartooning by a correspondence course. You know those little courses you see in the back of a magazine that says, can you draw? Draw me? You know, that kind of thing. Earn big money making cartoons like this. And it shows a guy going, laugh, laugh, laugh. It comes out of his mouth. Well, he took a cartoon correspondence course when he was a kid. And within a short time, he was doing cartooning for a local newspaper. And within a short time after that, he was one of the most successful cartoonists all over the world. In fact, his cartoons went. Only died a few years ago. Brack, bork, brumph. All right, I'll let you think about that, man. But you know, speaking of, all right, well, all right. Who was it then? Let's get it out in the open here. Who was it? Who am I talking about? Who am I talking about? In fact, he was one of the few guys who ever did... I'll give you a clue. He was one of the few men who ever did cartooning about what could be called the daily workday world of people as opposed to cartoon characters. In short, one of his he had two famous series. One of them dealt with industrial things. He created a great famous character. Did any of you ever hear of the Bull of the Woods? Oh, man, your education has been sadly neglected. What do you mean? They still run. I don't know. I can't understand that. I really can't. All right, now I'm going to ask you these names. You should know these people. Because they, you know, these people, everybody looks at them. They've been, you know, they're part of our world, very definitely part of our world. And yet the guys that created them are very little known compared to other people who created lesser things. Who creates a, let's take some really great classical comic strips. Who created Smiling Jack? All right, who was it? We'll let you think about that. I'm not going to tell you. Why should I share my superior knowledge with you. It's up to you to go and dig it out. All right, I'll ask another one. Who created Orphan Annie? One of the most famous characters of all. He died a few years ago. Who created Orphan Annie? Who created Popeye? Now, Popeye is still a famous cartoon character all over the world. He's even more popular in Europe today than he is in America. Who created Popeye? Don't know, huh? Well, I'll give you a clue for Popeye down at the bottom of his famous cartoon strip, which incidentally was never called Popeye. What was it called? It still runs. And under that name. It's not called Popeye. You mean you've never heard of Thimble Theater? Well, that's what Popeye's actually called. All right. I'll give you a clue. At the bottom, he used to, when he was alive, at the bottom, I don't think he's alive. In fact, I know he isn't. Down at the bottom, the original cartoonist who created Popeye used to have a little symbol of a little cigar that was down at the bottom of the strip burning, a little smoke coming off the top of it. And that's a clue as to what his name was. Now, his name wasn't Cigar, but it was very close. All right, I'll tell you what his name was so that you don't get the, flip completely. His name was Cigar. S-E-G-A-R, Cigar. And so he had a little cigar down at the bottom there. All right, there's a name most of you probably never even heard of, and yet he created Popeye, who's one of the great. Who created Flash Gordon? Okay. who created Prince Valiant? Well, now wait a minute. These are guys that have created famous characters. This is WOR New York. Who created Joe Palooka? Now there's a famous name. He died a couple of years ago. Who created that character? Joe Palooka and Nobby Walsh. I'm amazed you guys don't know that. You mean Ham Fisher? Yeah. Who created? Let's go into some of the really classic ones now. Who created Maggie and Jiggs? Great classic cartoon strip. And by the way, he was in his own right, had great reputation among cartoonists as a humorist. He was a very funny man. And by the way, in life, he looked very much like Jiggs did. In fact, this is true of many cartoon characters, that quite often the character in a cartoon, maybe it's conscious, maybe it's unconscious, will resemble the guy that does it. That in his younger days, believe it or not, Al Capp looked a little like Lil Abner. Yeah, the big hair and all. Yeah, he really did. Well, he romanticized himself, but nevertheless, his face, I'm talking about the face, I'm not arguing that. What other character? All right, you don't know who created Maggie and Jiggs. You mean you've never heard of the famous George McManus? Very famous character. Okay. Now, I'll ask you other ones now, just to put you on your mettle. Because, we're all Americans together. You should know these things. These are people who have created famous American, or who created Buck Rogers. There's a great classic character. And people always talk about Buck Rogers and that, but hardly anybody mentions who created the thing. No. Well, all right, let's go into others then. Some really classic ones. Who created Winnie Winkle? How about Brenda Starr? Okay. You don't know the name of the... it's a woman who does Brenda Starr. Ever heard the name Dale Messick? M-E-S-S-I-C-K? We mean you don't look at... Yeah, that's really something, you know. Nobody looks to see who does it. And yet these people, are, you know, they've created great classical characters. Hey, all right, who? Here's a famous one. Now let's get into some really great classic ones. Who was the cartoonist who created, and he's still a very honored name among cartoonists and journalists, and so he's a very famous man, who created Crazy Cat? All right, I'll ask you questions about that strip. You should know about that. What was the name of the mouse in Crazy Cat? And the cat loved this little mouse. And yet the mouse was always attacking the cat. See, everything was reversed in Crazy Cat. The mouse was constantly attacking this cat. And how did he attack him? Brick. That's right. And where did he get the bricks? Well, he got them from somebody's brickyard that he always referred to. He was getting bootleg bricks from this brickyard, at which point he would hurl this brick and it would bounce off the top of Crazy Cat's head, right? And what was the name of the mouse? I'll give you a clue on that one. His name starts with an I. It's not Isidore. And it's not Izzy. What is his name? All right. Who created Pluto Pup? Pluto the Pup. Well, who created Clarabelle Cow? You ever hear of those characters? You mean you've never heard of Dippy Dog? You never heard of any of those? Well, I'm amazed, though, at the lack of recognition that you have. Because I think most people don't know them by name, but if I held up a card with a picture, you'd recognize the picture. That was Disney, of course. Now, how about some more contemporary character. Who creates Buzz Sawyer? Don't know. All right, I'm going to give you some homework. I want to say the next time you pick up a comic, a page, you know, like a comic strip, like if you pick up the news or you pick up a post and there's that comic strip there, look at the names of the guys and see if you recognize any of those names. You know, the people who actually do them. You mean you don't know the name of the guy that did Steve Canyon? What was the name of the county? The county where Crazy Cat lived. Yeah, they always talked about it. And you remember it was Spanish. You remember all the words were in Spanish. There'd be a big... You remember the fantastic... if you've ever seen any Crazy Cat reprints, they're really worth looking at because his backgrounds were wild. If you ever look at the backgrounds of cartoon characters, you really see some fascinating things. But the backgrounds of that particular strip was always like you'd see the moon in three dimensions. There's that quarter moon hanging up there. And you saw this flat background with a mesa on the background, with a sign hanging from it, and in Spanish. Yeah. What was the name of the policeman in that? He's another big famous character. And he was always putting the mouse in jail. All right. Well, all right. So these are all part of the literature of that everybody in America is in a way somehow related to. I think much more than we give credit to. Who was it who went Bork? You still don't know. You're still out there hanging, huh? Well, I'll give you a clue that there were two characters drawn by the same guy for different syndicates. They were very much the same character, except that one dressed a little differently. One always wore, I'm giving you a cue now, a definite clue on what it is. He always wore a fez. He always wore a fez. You know what a fez is? One of these red hats with a tassel hanging down? And he was always walking around the house with one of those fezes on. All right. We'll ask you another, some more characters now. Just to show you who created Moon Mullins, K.O. You don't know. All right. What was the name of the boyfriend of Tilly the Toiler? He was a famous character. And they were also in a lot of these little blue books, these obscene books. You remember those little blue? What was his name? And there was a third guy in there who was always trying to make the scene with her, but he never quite, he was like the third man in the triangle. Did you ever hear of Wally Whipple? Okay, well, who was the hero of that strip? And here's another question. Where did Tilly the Toiler toil? What was the name of the company she toiled in? And what business were they in? Well, now, don't ask me why I these things are because all these cartoon strips, you know, with rare exceptions that I mentioned, still are running. So don't come around and say, oh, that's the old days. Not at all. These characters are still at work. All right, here's one now. Smitty. You've ever seen Smitty? Okay, where did Smitty work, and what was the name of his boss? That's right. That's the first one, Mr. Bailey. That's correct. That's right. That's right. And what is Smitty's kid brother's name? Herbie. That's right. Correct. Huh? I can't hear you at all. Something throwing? I don't know what you mean. I can't hear you. You'll have to write it down and pass it through. But these are this kind of a show. I mean, this is a dull type show. I don't mean to. I just got started on that, and I didn't want to drop it, because that bork bork hack hack calf stuff influenced a lot of people. Who created Smokey Stover? Knobs, remember Smokey Stover, Notary Sojak? Who created Smokey? And what was the name of the fire chief in Smokey Stover? Well, this stuff is total nonsense, really. But it really isn't. All right, what was the name of the main character in Flash Gordon that he was fighting all the time? That's right, Ming the what? He wasn't just called Ming. That is correct, Ming the Merciless. And Ming the Merciless was based on what character that appeared in literature? Written by whom? All right, Ming the Merciless, and this is he was almost an exact copy of Fu Manchu. That is correct. And who wrote Fu Manchu? Who created Dr. Fu Manchu? And incidentally, this guy's work had a fantastic influence. In fact, in many cases, I think he even drew his exact plots from this guy on Ian Fleming. Ian Fleming is the one who created James Bond. What was the name of that writer? Well, you mean you've never heard the term Sax Rohmer? Well, Sax Rohmer created Dr. Fu Manchu, the insidious doctor. And getting back to Ming, where did Ming live? He was not from Earth. What was the name of the place he lived? You mean none of you have ever heard of the planet Mongo? Of course. and everybody knows the name of Flash Gordon's girlfriend. And since everybody knows that, we won't even bother to ask that. We will ask this, though. What was the name of Buck Rogers' girlfriend? You mean there isn't anybody out there who remembers the unforgettable Wilma Deering? And what was the name of the enemy who pursued Buck Rogers relentlessly? He wore his hair, it looked like his hair was painted on his head. He wore it so flat, and it was shiny. And he had an evil mustache. You mean nobody remembers Black Barney? And his evil girlfriend, Ardala? Oh, well, I mean, these are all parts of Americana that you just can't... And don't for a minute think these are ancient. These strips ran... Many of them are still running, so don't fall into that feeling that they're disappeared. They're not. How many of you know that Mutt and Jeff still runs? That is correct. It does. It runs every day. So does Joe Palooka run every day, and Moon Mullins and K.O. There is a man in Moon Mullins who is titled. What is his name? That is correct. Lord Plushbottom. And to whom is he married? Hey, you're getting there. That's right. But these are all absolutely indelible characters. Did you know that at one time movies? I'm waiting to see somebody do a collection sometime on TV. It would be kind of groovy if somebody did a week. You know how they always have a. You know, they'll have Mickey Rooney Week or something on television, the old movies. If they had Comic Strip Week, do you know that at one time, almost all these comic strips were translated into the movies? Did you know that there was a Flash Gordon movie? Okay. Did you know that there was a Maggie and Jiggs movie? There was. Well, none of these made it, but they were there. They made them. Who played Blondie in the movies? Well, all right, if you don't know that, maybe you know who played Dagwood in the movies. Well, all these, it would be kind of great if somebody would come on, you know, and have a week of old comic strip movies. Like one, you know, on Monday you have Blondie and Dagwood. You have Flash Gordon. And then you have, they were all, Maggie and Jiggs, they were all made into movies at one time. Almost all of them. Joe Palooka. Did you know Joe Palooka was a movie? That's right. Now, wouldn't it be kind of great to see a week of these things and just see how they worked out in the movies? There was a little Abner movie. Now, I'm not talking about the musical. Yeah. There was a Buck Rogers movie. That's right. But now, here, I'll ask you another one now, if you're getting deeply involved in this. What was it? Do you enjoy this or not? Is this boring you? Do you find it interesting? Well, do you? Oh, you're just saying that. Because if you don't, you know, the hell with it. All right, what was the name, the last name, of two characters named Hans and Fritz? Hans and Fritz. Well, no, they had a last name. And it started with a K. Don't you remember the Katzenjammer kids? Yeah. Well, their name was Hans and Fritz. All right, which one was the blonde one? One was blonde, one had dark hair. You better be careful. And what was the name of there was a little guy that would walk around in that cartoon strip and he had a tall hat. No, he was not the professor. Although he did have he had a title similar to that. It was not the professor. What was he? He was simply referred to, all right, I'll tell you so you don't go to sleep flipping tonight. The inspector. That's right. They never said what he inspected. I always thought that was really great to have a character simply called the inspector. Yeah. What's the name of Dagwood's boss? Huh? That's right. That's right. What's Dagwood's last name? That's correct. Right. And what's the name of their dog? That's correct, Daisy. That's right. That's right. All right. What's the name of his boss's wife? Now we're getting esoteric. Right. All right. Now, what's the name of what character, what famous character other than Little Abner is a hillbilly? He really plays a hillbilly. And incidentally, his hillbillies are far more authentic than Al Capp's. I'll give you a clue. His initials are SS. And he wears a big black hat. Which, by the way, that type of hat is becoming very popular among the hippies. That is really a hillbilly type hat. That big black flat-rimmed hat. And he has a big, fat, enormous wife. There you go. You mean you do not remember Snuffy Smith? That is correct. And what is the name of his wife? All right. You mean you don't remember Louise? That's the hillbilly way of pronouncing Louise. Louise. And his place. Who are the little guys that he hangs around with a lot? Who have beards, and live up in the hills. The reedy hillbillies. You mean you never heard of the feather merchants? You know, tonight, so this has been one of those shows. But the thing is, what I tried to do with this show is try to get somebody to be conscious of the names of these people. Now I could come on and give you all these names. That wouldn't mean anything. The thing to do is to look at him the next time you see the strip. Actually, look at that name. Speaking of names, once in a while, one of the characters, one of the cartoonists, will go into another area and create other things, novels and plays and books. What is the most recent cartoonist who's become a famous playwright? Yeah, Jules Pfeiffer, of course. The classic example. Jules is originally a cartoonist, of course, worked in the Village Voice. What was the name of his most famous character that most people think of as an actual character in connection with Jules' cartoons? You should know that, Jerry. You mean you don't remember Bernard? Oh, man. Yeah. Well, maybe I'm conscious of the whole idea of creating characters, because this is basically and essentially what my work consists of. I mean, creating a character, Schwartz and Flick and Brunner. These are characters, you know. To create a character that has ramifications and meanings. But Bernard, you don't remember the mouse. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, all right, we'll let you think about that. That's you don't remember. All right, I'll tell you who it is that went bork. I'll give you that. You mean you don't remember Judge Puffle? Major Hoople? Same character. Same character. Major Hoop was the same character. In one strip, he was called Judge Puffle, and another, he was Major Hoople. You remember with his fez? Brack, bork, bork, calf, brump. That reminds me of the time when I was talking to the Shah of Japip, who was at that time an old friend of mine, just about the time that the Boer War ended. Rack Fork. This character was very similar to the character that W.C. Fields played. Do you agree with that? And the same cartoonist created the Bull of the Woods. So I'll bring it up there. This has been tonight's lesson in Americana. Tonight's lesson in the planet Mongo, Ming the Merciless. You mean you don't remember Flash Gordon's girlfriend? Well, you mean to tell me you never heard of Dale Arden? Dale Arden? Oh, for heaven's sakes. What, you do remember who discovered America? Don't you remember Christopher? This is WOR New York. You stay tuned for In Conversation, okay?